Blackadder, Season 1, Episode 6, The Black Seal. So Jupiter once said, "By this mind shall we ye know him, by length of his rod shall we be measured. The length of my rod is a mystery to all, for the queen and the thousand Dervish hordes, but the fruits of my loins are here for all to see. I have two sons, Henry, and another one. Step forward, Henry, Prince of Wales. Henry, I dare, by name the Captain of Guard, Grand Warden of the Eastern and Northern Marches, Chief Lunatic of Gloucestershire, Viceroy of Wales, Sheriff of Nottingham, Marquess of Midlands, Lord Poo-maker of in the Ordinary, and Harbinger of the Doomed Rat. Step forward, the other one. The titles have been but few. Duke of Edinburgh, Warden of the Royal Privy. It is so, my lord. We thank thee, Egbert, for the work thy work in Emperor. We relieve thee of thy heavy task, and give the dukedom to your cousin Hastings. Many happy returns, Tom. I discharge the duties of my Jupiter, Triswick. Fresh horses, we ride at once to the rebellious Ernest Stoke, there with small intent to approach the city walls. Bear my bear buckets and shout. Behold, I honour thee most highly. It could have been worse, my lord. I thought you might lose a privy. No, it will not do. Oh, no? My lord, you're right. I must clear away the trap my life and let shine true wheat of greatness. Do it at once, my lord. Very well. Percy, you dismiss my service. Says, me? Why? But Percy, far from being a rough, fit consort for the Prince of the Realm, you would boil the leggings of a religious idiot, ride a horse rather less than the other horse would. Your brain would make a grain of sand, but largely ungrainly. And part of you that can't be mentioned on bribery form wouldn't be worth mentioning, even if it could be. If you put on a floppy hat and a fairy codpiece, you would have might pass as a fool. But since you wouldn't know a joke that got up and gave you a haircut, I doubt it. So you are dismissed. Oh, I see. As for you, boy, my lord, you're out too. Fair enough. Will you go back to shoveling down in the gutter? Shouldn't think so. No. Do you know, it took me years to get that job. I muck out the lepers or something. Really? Been years before I get back to shoveling down. Get out of my way. Going on a journey, my lord? No, I'm going to stand out here all day. So you need a horse tender. If I did, I wouldn't take you. Look at you. What is your profession? Profession 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. My good God. I hired Morris answer, that's all I need. If you can keep up, you can keep up, you can come. Ah, here he comes now. Is my, oh my God, sir. So, sir, Wilfred Death, your tenantry is now end. Prepare to be stung by your codlings and bound by that on that tree. Never serve Wilfred Death, Edmund. I'm looking for some men to take up over the kingdom. How many have you got so far? So we are agreed. He who wins takes the horse. There's your mark. Then shoot first, yeah. That's good. So good, in fact, I'm going to have a cheat. Three fingered Pete. Good evening and surrender. Your money or your life. Here, take it. It's all the money I have. Thank you. Now then, let me pass. Damn. I'm always doing this. Did I say your money or your life? You did. Sorry. Slip of the tongue. Your money and your life. Sorry. Thanks, Ned. See you Thursday. Gov, Wilfred. Now, what we need is a royal bastard. Sean, the Irish bastard. Peter Blind, sir. Ah, business is quite, very quiet this morning. Ah, everybody's gone to lunch. Sean, Friar, I fear greatly for her chastity. Alas, such is the way of the world. The Swedish rose too often is plucked too soon, yes. I wonder if you would take her while I am gone. Yes. Answers, yes, I shall. Fire briars? Hello? Doing a good world's work. I'm ministering a stream and action. So, who shall be our seventh? Wilfred, sir, need I say, Jack? Not my bully, bad Jack. Bully boy Jack. Grey robbing assassin of the Akerwitch, no. Then the crazed animal Jack, the cattle wrestling cannibal from the Sutton Coalfield. No, then your man, Saint Jack, a hooligan, the man-hating goat hunt murderer of Dingle Bay. No, surely not Canon Jack's money. Senior Archdeacon, a trail-eating heretic of Bath and Wells. No, I'm talking inspectorly violent Jack, the bull-buggering beast-killer with no fixed abode. You sure he's the kind of chap we're looking for? Yes, and here he comes. What do you think you're doing? Are you with us, Jack? Aye. So I kissed her. I left her foot. Tell me, Jack, what is your second name? Large. Jack Large, then, in our band? You've been known as Large Jack. Well, because you are so little. Why not Little Jack? Then, well, because Jack Large Jack is more amusing. Is it? Very well, then, Little Jack. Do you wish to mock my size? Not, oh, no, not, of course not. An innkeeper, some more beer. Harry, six large beers and another large beer. Harry, let us then go onto the plan. Ah, the plan, first the motto for every bit for enterprise, blessed of the week. Huh? For the meat, say, should be sorted, hurrah. Wait, the plan, I thought. It was the plan. Let's get those meat bastards down, quiet. Who wants quiet? I want chaos and slaughter of flowers. What? Mercy crushed under the foot. Silence, silence, silence. Peace, the word. The Lord, for Christ's sake, let's hear. The plan, very well. Plain simple. Not cunning? Get on with the plan. Well, it's cunning, it's civility. Tonight I rise it for the home. I shall strike now while the iron is hot. But the iron isn't hot, is it? Isn't it? No, just warming up. Then, when it's hot, they will you strike. Do we have to wait till summer? No, when iron is hot. What iron? Right. I shall send for you all. And how? Tell. Well, by message, a sign. What sort of sign? Well, something black, probably. About bloody, not quite. Message with black plague, perhaps. That's better. It means to kill us. No, I mean to message that's black, black hair. Message black hair. Ah. Black-haired messenger, that's it. And when he comes to you, drop whatever you were doing, and speed with haste to the Jasper's Inn Tavern. How is old Jasper dead? How I killed him. And he shall take you to the castle, where you shall capture the king, the queen, and the prince. Hooray, I say. The kingdom of Albion is ours. Hooray, you're doomed. For the lives of Exile. Get out, Exile. Yes, Exile? For life? But why don't we just kill them? I suppose we could kill them. Yes. Wait until I send this sign. By a messenger with blockheads all over his face. Now we know this is a trap because the Blackadder gives us his word. You his word? We want your word, not this Blackadder fellow. Well, I am Blackadder. Oh, well, I see. And when it's all done, the Black shall withdraw England. Hooray, we shall be happy. We have. Band of rapist bastards. Hooray, all for one and each man for himself. A merry mood, my lord? Oh, yes. No one can stop me now. No one? No one except perhaps. Oh, not even him. And who might that be? My lord? Well, there is a man. Philip of Burgundy, known as his enemies as the Hawk. We are deadly childhood friends of angels. No, of course, in those days he's known as the Thrush. No one heard of him. For years. Well, come on. Let's go. We've got work to do. Not so fast, Emperor. This Hulk. Did he look something like this? Not really. No. Oh, my God. Philip of Burgundy. Known to my enemies as the Hulk. But your horse used to be a huge brown. Yes. Yes, that's the one. Well, you've been very good to see you, Phil. This time's not fast enough. What do you want with me? I'll tell you later. I return at last after 15 years. What have you been up to? Waiting, nurturing my hatred, and planning my revenge. So you kept yourself busy, yes. Busy news in France, teaches men hate. All because of you. But surely, seemingly, I never went outside. As now, what was that got to do with me? Because Edmund, it's going to take you 15 years to die. 15 years, yes. How be more amusing you found that out yourself. But it was something to do with snails. Ah, what are you going to kill the royal family, claim the throne, isn't mine by right. Dear Lord, who made the birds and the bees and the snails? Christian me, help, please help me. A little animal, too, in my despair. I have been a sinner, but I now intend to follow the path of the saints, and particularly the very religious ones. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, man, amen. Men, what amen, I said. Ah, did I get it wrong? Hadn't heard that word for 20 years. Who are you? Didn't realise I had company. Hadn't heard that word for 20 years either. I realise I've forgotten. Realise? You're not mad, are you? Oh yes, I'm very mad. Thinking, mad? That's the word I know. I say them every day. I say, how are you mad, Gerald? I say, you're completely mad, thank you. Not much change then, Gerald. No, you'd be mad to expect any. Right, I am mad. I married Gerald. She's look at this May. Seem a stupid question. Question, yes. But do you know if there's a way out of here? A way out? A way out, you say? And I haven't heard there was way out since, 20 years, yeah, 20 years. No, like me, Mr. Rat. I'm sorry saying, Mr. Rat. Who's Mr. Rat, I tend to say. Good morning, Mr. Rat. How are you today, he says. Ah, meep, meep, meep. No, he mustn't be rude. About Mr. Rat. He's my best friend. Eek, yes, eek, eek. Well, there's him and there's Mr. Key. What, Mr. Key? I made him at my own teeth. Good morning, Mr. Key. Close the bloody door. Stop, where are you going? I'll tell you where. Whenever I can sell these 6 black homing pigeons. Black homing pigeons, oil mostly. Well, most. How much are these? 6 shillings. Oh, damn, if you beat me and tied me to that tree, you could have the rest for them for less, right? And a striking of 10 bells, I should claim it the throne. Well, the striking of 10 bells, I should claim the throne. Eek, that's what Mr. Key. What, Mr. Key? May not my teeth. Good morning, Mr. Key. Close the bloody door. Stop. Where are you going? I'll tell you wherever. I tell you, 6 blowing pigeons. Black homing pigeons, mostly. Well, mostly. How much are they? 6 shillings. Oh, damn. I beat me and tied me to that tree. You would have to have them all less, right? To strike in 10 bells, I should claim the throne. Ha ha. Shush, gentlemen. For what do I owe this pleasure? To me, Burgundy? Edmund? I didn't expect to see you again, no. Dead man, don't tend to make social calls. Perhaps prepare to die. Wait, let me just say one last thing. If these men are indeed, as they seem, the 6 most evil men in the land, they are, your last sentence, please. They make an odd choice for their leader. Lord Warren and Privy. What? You think they shouldn't have chosen you, Thrush? A man twisted by embroidered ambition? A man tortured by sensual greed? Ah, the most evil man in the world. Ah, they should have chosen you. Yes, he's a miner's killer. Hooray, he destroyed his kingdom. Hooray, he just killed his own family. Who didn't? I killed mine. I killed yours. Did you? Yes. God on you, Father. You are with me then. Yes, prepare to die. Wait. I have a more amusing method. Amusing for whom, I wonder? Gentlemen, bravo. Well done. For 31 minutes, the spike will go up to your nevers. The severs will cut off. She will cut off your ears, both of them, yes. And then these axes chop off your hands. I do not think we need to go into that attributes of the coding grinder. The severs will tickle you under. Was left in your arms, and that is amusing part, gentlemen. Let us slaughter the rest of you the royal family, could save the queen, king, because nothing else will stop. Let us relieve you of these wenches of their delightful burden. Drink the toast of our spirit, enterprise. Way, good thrive. Oh, our good, our dead bodies. There's a bit of a sting in the tall. It tell them. Oh, Edmund. He lives, father. You called me, Edmund. Sorry? Eager, how are you? Not so well. Harry, what do you think? Well, my chances are good. Good. He will live? No. I thought you meant our chances going to heaven. Oh, damn. Never fear, my son. Your body may be looted beyond recognition. Your spirit may live forever, my lords. So, what did you say? I gave you, Edgar. I told you to poison a black seal's goblet. Not the whole of it, but yet. What is it, black dagger? Black dagger, Ida. And it may aim last as long as I didn't see. Good lord, I wonder. If it was wine, no. Seemed perfectly right to me. And now at last I shall be king of Isero. So now the wage of sin is paid. A blade is struck. A black steer phrases. The only sound across the glade, Edmund. Pushing up the daisy, black adder, shame back the band, back adder, farewell, you horrid man, don't drink the wine.